Hi, I am Natalie Leniva, and my new book, Startup Microtribes: How to Bootstrap Your Company by Building an Engaged Community, is up for pre-order. It would mean the world to me if you could pre-order a copy of your own book and help me in spreading this book and this message and get it published. In this book, I share the proven method how to build a community by starting small and then turn it into a powerful machine to elevate your brand, increase product awareness, build partnership relationships, and all of that for $0 marketing spend. This book will provide a tried and tested roadmap for founders with no marketing or sales background to easily generate content, build partnership relationships, strengthen relationship with your existing customers, and increase conversion from leads or trials to paying customers, all of that while building your own community. You probably wonder how all of that is possible with just a community that you don't even have right now. Well, I'll show you all of that in this book that is up for pre-order right now, only for 30 days. This is going to be my first book, and if you help me sell enough copies, this book is going to be published by a major publisher. And for those who order multiple copies, I'm giving away thousands of dollars worth of bonuses. My limited special bonuses include one-on-one help from me, a secret community, access to a course, access to the mastermind group that I run, making guest appearances on my podcast, and getting some shout-outs in the book. I hope you get one before they are sold out, and please share it with a friend. Thanks a lot for the support.
So we now have 40 people in the room. Oh, probably morning. Not a lot of morning people here. Anyway, if you want to share information about what you do, your SaaS, your company, share how, where you think you need help, which industry you work with, and then everyone listening in the group can pinch in and just reach out to you. If you're open to those networking relationships, go ahead and raise your hand. I'll add people one by one. And really quickly, within 60 seconds, I'd like you to introduce yourself, share a little bit about. So again, number one, quick intro about yourself. Number two is what your company is doing in two sentences. Number three, which industries you work with. And then number four is if you were to partner up, like who would be your ideal partner? All righty. So go ahead and raise your hand and I'll be adding people one by one. And I would love for all of you to just, because right now SaaS Boss is more than 10,000 people. We have first Brave Soul and then Christian. All righty, Christian, I've seen a couple of your messages, I think on Facebook and on Twitter. I apologize, did not get back to you. I did see your message, so I will get back to you. Everyone else, we don't have anyone raising their hand besides Christian. So go ahead, and if you're interested, and I think this is where the benefit is really coming, where you not just sitting there listening for people. And I think this is the problem of so many people in so many rooms in Clubhouse. And so many people say, ah, Clubhouse is horrible. I'm just wasting my time. Well, you're wasting your time because you're just sitting there. You're not raising your hand. So now is that if you're just joined Clubhouse, now is your chance to go ahead and raise your hand, test out a few things. No one is gonna, blame you or think that, you're stupid or something. So go ahead and raise your hand. We would love to hear from you. Christian, very nice to see you. Thank you so much for being the brave one. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, Natalie, for putting this on. And, obviously, thanks again for sharing this space. Yeah, so I'll just try and run through the questions. I noted them down really quickly. My name is Christian Cox. I'm based out of Orlando, Florida, so it's nice and sunny. I have a company called Pillar Digital. So essentially, we're not a SaaS company per se, but we do support SaaS operations. Essentially, what we do is when SaaS companies are kind of in that growth stage, turning the corner, and you're managing, suddenly, big marketing and sales spend, we kind of help to even out some of that investment in your scaling operations because we outsource product development to Latin America. And so I'm mobilizing nearshore agile scrum teams. I don't have a specific industry. I think from kind of like a product development standpoint, a lot of the best practices apply to multiple industries. Obviously, each company is going to have like its own, specific challenges. So we try to tailor that experience to each client that we work with. And I guess the ideal people that we like to work with are those companies who are, looking to turn the corner again, when you're in that growth stage, suddenly, maybe if you've raised money, you've got big budgets to manage. And a lot of that obviously is, I don't want to be dumping fuel on the fire, in marketing and sales. So helping to kind of offset some of the dev the dev investment or the dev spend kind of helps to keep the same level of output, but not put so much of a strain on you know your mm-hmm. budgeting. So that's pretty much what we do. I hope I didn't go over the 60 seconds.
A little bit, but that's okay. You went first. So
sorry.
But Christian, thank you so much for sharing this. Everyone, again, number one, this is recorded. So if you're not comfortable sharing this with the world, not just in this Clubhouse room, let me know. But this session is recorded and it's going to be shared on the internet. Number one. Number two is just share a little bit about your company. If you don't have the website in your profile, by the way, feel free to update that so that people can click on your website right in there in your profile. That's going to be helpful as well. And then let's try to network as much as possible. Like, who is your ideal either customer or partner? So mention that as well. All righty. Next up is Omar. Welcome.
Yes. Hi. Thank you, Natalie. So first, I would like to explain about the SaaS startup that I'm in and then the problem that maybe most SaaS companies or startups are dealing with and then who I'm going to need help from. So first, my name is Omar. I'm from Dubai. There is a company or a startup called Tisab.io. I'm the founder and CTO of it. It's a platform that helps mobile app developers and owners to easily share their apps with everyone, so they can get the feedback before reaching publicly to Google and Apple stores. And I believe this is a really great idea, but the problem is that maybe most of the SaaS businesses are encountering is how do they price their software when they're just launching and they don't know what is the value of that and how can they make sure that everyone will subscribe to a specific plan or all the plans. So maybe I'm going to need some help in, let's say, in the business or maybe strategies. I'm not sure which department is that, but I think this is the most area that most people and myself is struggling with. So, yeah.
Awesome. Omar, thank you. Hopefully people here in the audience is going to reach out to you. I actually took down your website as well and see if this is something that I can help out with.
Yeah, thanks.
All righty. Next up is Sebastian. By the way, folks, we only have two more people after Sebastian. So if you'd like to share anything, feel free to raise your hand. Again, the power is in talking, not just listening.
Hello, guys. I'm Sebastian. I'm from Poland, Europe. I'm coming from the logistics environment, spent almost 2 decades in the ocean freight business, last 3 years in the software development side. And yeah, I'm not a SaaS founder yet because I've just joined the Antler program in Berlin and I'm going to build a SaaS product soon, but I am already serving a few customers with the service that I'm going to automate as a SaaS. And the service itself is using audio recordings for the content marketing and the fully automated solution to use the recording of the meeting, of the Clubhouse session like this, of the podcast and all of this kind of stuff and automatically convert it into various types of the content to use for the websites, blogs, social media, and so on. So yeah, if that sounds interesting to anyone, please reach out to me. I'm looking for the partnerships, hopefully from different industry, which are the same traditionally, let's say, sold by the sales teams that don't have marketing, content marketing departments in their companies, similar to the logistics space, which is very poor on that, and which is kind of a sweet spot for the service that I'm providing as a SaaS tool in the future. So yeah, Natalie, thanks a lot for this opportunity to have a short introduction. And I'm curious about all other topics that are going to be covered here.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sebastian. Actually, this is something that I may be interested in. I didn't find the website. So if you just maybe DM me on Twitter or anywhere, I would love to take this further.
Yeah, I don't have a name yet. So yeah, but I will reach out to you.
Got it. Thanks a lot. All righty, Xenia is next.
Hi, Natalie. Nice to meet you all, guys. Thank you for having me here. So yeah, I will start with a short introduction. My name is Xenia. I'm based in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. I'm driving two IT startups, one in MarTech and another one in HealthTech. Regarding my first one, it's MD Agency. Basically what we do, we deliver an ad exchange advertising technological solution to small, medium-sized digital agencies so they can trade their ads online in image and video format at Ad Exchange. Basically, we're at the seed stage. We did a beta launch last year and we got some traction, and currently we're developing a new product. So basically, what we're searching for is a fundraising, actually, or a strategic partnership. Our connection is opener to be involved. We would like to people who might be familiar with it, I think they would reach me out. So yeah, basically our ideal client is digital agencies that basically have their own portfolio of demand and supply partners, and they would like to do the trading. So we track the ad serving process, and also we have an anti-fraud solution connected. So basically we talk about trading in big volume. So if you're interested, please reach me out.
I would actually like to take a look at the two websites of the companies that you are running right now. So I just sent you a LinkedIn connection. If you just could share them with me, that'll be
sure.
Awesome.
Connected. Yeah.
All righty. Everyone, feel free to actually, I would highly encourage you to add links to your websites here in your profiles, because people are clicking on your profiles. Oh, all right. Andrea is next. Is it Andrea? Andrea?
Hey, hi. Good afternoon. Always amazing, these rooms you are organizing. I'm always happy to jump on stage and share a little bit about myself. The name is Andrea, and I'm calling, or I'm connecting from Italy, Europe. I have invested in three SaaS company, of which two I have co-founded before becoming a serial investor / accelerator partner. Right now, I'm particularly interested in stories of pivoting, successful or unsuccessful stories of pivoting. So if you guys want to share anything, or if you have questions, I'm collecting quite a large literature on the topic, and I'm happy to connect.
That's Are you it? Planning to write a book or something?
I don't know. I'll start with a few articles here and there, and sharing knowledge and wisdom, and then let's see.
Nice. All righty. That is interesting. I've actually shared with everyone your startup emergency room. What are you doing in those rooms? The title sounds interesting.
Yes. So what we are doing every Thursday at 6 p.m. Central European time is connecting with a few friends from the digital industry and trying and answer questions from wannabe founders, wannabe entrepreneurs, about specific topics, whether it's validating the idea, whether it's a public profiling, or whether it's growth hacking. We'll try to share some knowledge and some wisdom. And thank you, Natalie, for giving me the opportunity to share also that.
Absolutely. Very good, Andrea. Next up is Rupali.
Hi, Natalie. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for this opportunity. So with me, I am already working with a company called WebKriya. The website is webkriya.co. It's a digital marketing agency based out of Bangalore, India. And I'm starting my own company, same again, into digital marketing. However, the new one that I'm starting, it will be focusing only on women entrepreneurs. So I have a group of around 50 women who have already joined with me, and I'm helping them building their logos, their websites, their landing pages and everything. So I'll be doing their campaigns and all of that stuff. So if anybody, or if you are interested, definitely anyone can, you know, connect with me on that. Thank you.
Honestly, you would get more clicks if you add your website to your profile. So if you still have chance, go ahead and do that so that people can click on your profile. But I would love to connect with you. So if you just reach out to me on LinkedIn or Twitter, I would love to take a look at the website and see if there's something that I can just spread the word about.
Definitely. Thank you. And Natalia, I think you already have a group of moms who are busy. And I think there is a group that you have. So it would be great if you can add me in that group as well.
All right. It would be interesting. Sounds good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Next up. And by the way, just to restart the group a little bit, I'm asking for a few things. I'd like you to share a few things because I think this is going to be beneficial for everyone. So number one, a quick 2-minute introduction about you and the company that you work with. Name the website of your company. Number two is the industries that you work with. And number three is who are some of the partners or clients, like who would you like to partner up with on this call so that people who are listening to this would just reach out to you. Next up is Faraha.
Hello, this is Faraha. Yeah. So this is Faraha. I'm a software engineer from Jordan. Right now I'm working for Domino's Pizza Middle East. We're optimizing the delivery system here. And meanwhile, I'm working my own idea. Actually, unfortunately, in my country, we're still suffering from a huge and massive waiting time in all organizations and doctor clinics. So that's my project about. I'm trying to reduce the waiting time with a dashboard for both the client and the organization itself. Hopefully, it will help and reduce the waiting time. And this is it for me.
And what's the name of the website for?
Actually, I'm still working on my idea. It's still under work for now. So I didn't launch, and my main problem is I didn't find the right name right now. But the project it's still under construction.
Got it. All right. Sounds good. Next up is RC.
Okay. Hello, Natalie. Thank you. And hello, everyone. So my name is RC, and I'm from Indonesia. Basically, what I'm doing is I built a project. The name is Obu. It's an e-commerce platform as a service to solve dead stock issue in pharmacy store by helping them to sell the medicine and to customer who in needs with affordable price where customer can pay as their wishes. So actually, I'm pivoting from my previous project with the same name. Previously, I'm working on this project as mobile POS, also still in the pharmacy the business. But in the end, I found out that my product is not solve the road issue. That's the thing. That's why I pivot for this new product, and we are going to launch the product, I think, in the next month. I hope in the next month.
And what's the name of the website?
It's
.com?
.co.id.
Okay.
But under construction for now. But for my POS, it's on demo.id.
Alrighty, and who would you like to reach out to you and partner up with?
For now, actually, we are looking for, of course, for the seed investment. We are open for that one. And also, I'm a solo founder, I'm looking for a co-founder in a tech side. And yeah, that's one.
Sounds good. So anyone who's looking to actually partner up with a non-technical co-founder, there you go. Next up is Pankil.
Okay, thank you.
Hey guys, my name is Pankil Shah, and I'm the co-founder of Outranking.io. Outranking helps content editors and SEO managers rapidly build outlines and optimize existing content with some AI-powered tools. Outranking has in-depth research tool that gives insights into what other competing web pages are doing and what is making them rank, and gives you precise information and steps to create and optimize your content for higher organic reach. And I am looking to connect with any startups or anyone who is interested in creating a solid content strategy or trying to succeed with content in general.
Awesome. Are you looking for, do you have like your co-founders? Are you all set there? Are you looking for help, advisor?
I'm happy to connect with advisors related to sales, if anyone is interested in that.
Sounds good. And do you work with specific industries?
It's not a specific industry. We are targeting small and medium-sized businesses who want to improve their reach and branding. And we are targeting, our main personas are SEO managers and content editors.
Got it. Would you say marketing agencies would be one of your potential clients?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. I would actually love to reach out to you and connect with you. So I'll see if I can.
Good.
Twitter maybe. Awesome.
Yes, sounds good. I'll reach out to you.
Hey guys, good morning. Here from New Jersey. Definitely make use of this room if you're in the audience, because it's a great way to talk about what you're working on and connect with people. So we're on 8 weeks out from releasing our MVP of our SaaS, which allows e-commerce sellers and people who are selling a SaaS to mitigate their chargebacks and prevent customer disputes all from one place. I come from the payment space, so a lot of my current clients were having problems with chargebacks, and there's like a lot of different places they need to go to manage the same problem. So we're hoping to get enough of those clients on as beta testers. And what we're, you know, who we're looking to connect with now is anybody that services companies like dropshippers or even recurring revenue companies, because we can really help them better understand why they're getting customer disputes and chargebacks and also prevent them from happening.
Very cool. Sarup, did you want to add something? Okay, Sarup, you're up next.
Yeah, I was just getting ready. Hey, everybody. I'm Sarup. I'm 27 and I'm based in Singapore. And I'm currently building a low-code platform called Typha, which allows you to put together customer-facing dashboards without writing code. So if you have a bunch of interesting data lying around, maybe on an Airtable or like a traditional data source like Postgres, and you want to build a dashboard for your customers, like a dashboard app, then Typha is useful for that. I'm currently serving two client segments at the moment. So one of them is a fintech where people want to put together a fintech-oriented dashboard. One of my customers serves some of the most prominent private banks like Credit Suisse using this product. And the other use case is where people want to build directory-style websites, but they don't want to invest too much time doing front-end engineering. So my asks are for three particular spaces. If you have any kind of product and you want to offer analytics to your customers and you want to drop in front-end and you have your data sorted out, please reach out to me. I can help you with that. The second one is if your product is primarily a dashboard type product where you are visualizing data in charts and tables, that type of thing, then please reach out to me. I can help you with that. And finally, if you have some kind of data and you want to build a nice, beautiful listing out of it, like maybe you want to feature your partners in a nice page or you want to feature some kind of product listing, then you should also reach out. I can help with that.
Awesome. That was very concise. Thank you so much. Lots of positive information here in very little time. Thanks a lot, Sarup. And by the way, what's your website URL?
Oh, yeah. My website URL is usetaifa.com, USETAYFA.com. And it's listed on my bio. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm Sarup Banskota everywhere. But my Instagram and Twitter is linked, so you can directly hit me up.
Awesome.
Hi. Hello. I'm Ramona from Taiwan. And I'm working at Fio. It's a SaaS blockchain platform as a business developer. And I know there's not a lot of SaaS blockchain, so I would like to know more if there's any. And what we do is that we allow companies to create blockchain applications without programming knowledge, which is pretty simple, that you can upload simple spreadsheet data and convert it into flexible and an immutable blockchain solution. So basically, we can help business build more easier on blockchain. And we're looking for three sectors. One is for education. The other part is for agriculture tech. And the third part is for luxury. So luxury items that are luxury companies. So the reason why I'm here is that we are also looking for engineers. So if there's anyone interested, welcome to contact with me. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Hey, hi, Natalie. Great room, by the way. Love to hear everybody. So my name is Arif. I'm the CTO and co-founder of a company called Metro Guild. We've been in existence for over 8 years now. We are a B2B omni-channel marketing and sales acceleration platform, which means we compete with companies like Salesforce, Zoho, and HubSpot. However, we focus on large ticket item sales, and we cover everything from lead capturing to acceleration to reporting. We run our own global telephony stack, and we have customers in the US, Europe, and India. We are based out of India as in the development, but the company is an American company. What we are looking, and currently our ARR is north of $800,000. And what I'm looking for is advisors for scaling up, because we've reached a point where we need to go from, you know, we've already done 0 to 1, we got to go from 1 to 100. So I'm looking for advisors. And also entry into the South Asian markets. So any connects over there in terms of figuring out partners or channel partners, that'd be really helpful. Thank you.
And your website is?
It's metroleads.com. It's on my bio.
Metroleads. Okay, got it. I saw Metro Guild. Okay, metroleads.com. You know what? I actually have someone who helps companies go into YouTube.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Very
that.
Good. Next up is Harpreet. Harpreet, can you hear us? You need to unmute yourself. All right. And next up is Amina.
Hi. Hi, Natalie. Thank you. I'm Amina. I'm from Egypt. I'm co-founding Leaf Animals, which is going to be launching next week. Leaf Animals is a platform that helps find homes for animals in need of adoption or fostering or sponsoring. We also partnered up with many people in the animal welfare industry, like accessory shops, boarding places, stores, and so on. We also partnered with some of the best welfare organizations in Egypt. Our aim is to help animals in Egypt and help people help their animals. So we were thinking of like giving discounts for our members so that we will help the friends who are the shelters and organizations with fundraising, donations, with anything they need. We can help them with logos. We can help them with social media presence.
I'm so here. You're not really a software company, right?
We're a website. I don't know if that's considered.
Not really, but okay. Who are you trying to connect with? Who would be your ideal partner?
I don't know. I was just here to connect with anyone who'd like to give me an opinion or tell me something that might help me understand this better.
Yeah, sounds good. And you are only local in Egypt, right?
Yeah.
Very good. All righty. Thanks a lot, Amina. Is Dinesh?
Dinesh, yes.
Hey.
Thank you, Natalie. Hey, I am Dinesh. I am the founder of RecurPost. It is a social media marketing tool for professionals like coaches, authors, small businesses, as well as for digital marketing agencies. We help them grow their business from social media using free methods such as posting, and etc. We have been in business for 4 years, and we have about over 60,000 users. What I'm looking for is other businesses that are trying to scale, and we can probably cross-promote each other's products if it makes sense. So if your product offers value to our customers and our product offers value to your customers, then we can figure out maybe a webinar or some other way to cross-promote our products.
And which industries would you be looking to tap into?
So if your users use social media, or if they can use social media to grow their businesses, but mostly our users are coaches, authors, small businesses such as and real estate agents, etc., as well as digital marketing agencies.
There you go. All righty. Now that's a little bit more narrow. Thanks a lot, Dinesh. Next up is Falid.
Yep. Hey, Falid this side. I've been like working into the OTT industry for quite some time now, like as a proper engineer there. So I've been working on a startup, which sort of, because we have lots of content on OTT right now. So a recommendation engines is a dire need for these type of companies to showcase correct content to the user on their home pages and different places. So I build those engines. What I'm looking forward is to connect to some, you know, upcoming or very new OTT platforms in the world. And it just not maybe for the entertainment ones like movies, or it can be education tech also, or other kind of platform where you have a sort of corpus of content and want to just, you know, personalize content for your users. So that's the engines I've built based on the experience I had since in the OTT industry.
So one more time, you are building a content personalization tool, correct?
Yeah, it's a recommendation engines, content recommendation engines.
Content recommendation engine. Okay. Who would be your competitor?
There are a couple of ones which are sort of working towards just for OTT, where sort of as a vendor, they go into the big players and build the recommendation system as per the requirements. So like, for example, if you go to Gravity, they also do just like that. It's more of how well they can do it for different countries and different types of OTT platforms. As I said, it can be different for education tech. It can be different for entertainment type platform. It can be different for a sports type platform, depending on country to country.
Got it. All righty. Next up, and looks like our last one is Curtis. So if anyone else wants to raise their hand and introduce themselves, now is the time. Otherwise, Curtis is going to be our last speaker here.
Hi, Natalie. Always a pleasure to be here with SaaS Boss. I run a B2B and B2C SaaS company that specializes in identifying fake reviews online. For our B2B platform, we actually take it another step further by disputing or having our technology dispute the reviews on various review websites like Google, Yelp, TripAdvisor, what have you. So I'm here. I'd love to do, you know, some business development. If there's anyone in the marketing SaaS space or anyone else who wants to collaborate, always looking to integrate into more CRMs. So we have any CRMs here with their at marketplaces. And
Objection.co?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about the second one?
The second one's our B2C product. It's askfortransparency.com. That's more of a consumer protection fake review request for consumers who are searching for businesses who want to, you know, do some extra due diligence, make sure their business's reviews are real before coughing up the credit card.
Awesome. Very good. Thanks a lot, Curtis. Very nice to hear back again from you. Missy is next.
Hi, I'm sorry it was choppy. Did you call me? I'm just assuming.
All right. It looks like we don't have anyone else. So, hey, everyone, thank you so much for participating in this room. I'm probably going to plan to run these rooms weekly or more frequently. I would be interested to hear from you what you think from this session. Let's see, what else? Tomorrow, I'm going to host a Clubhouse room about communities. So I'm actually going to write a book about how communities can help grow companies. And tomorrow is going to be one of the sessions where I'm going to invite companies who maybe were able to grow by using communities, what you were able to achieve, and just share my experience. Otherwise, feel free to reach out to me. I'm looking to partner up or become an advisor to SaaS companies who maybe plateaued or are looking to grow or just looking for an advisor. And I can bring many valuable both experience, definitely just growing businesses, growing companies, team management, team performance, and just overall my feedback on business growth. So it was really nice to see everyone here today. I'm going to do more of these rooms. Feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn and Twitter. And otherwise, I look forward to hearing from you again at sometime next week. I'm going to schedule another call like this. If these times work, probably I'm just going to do the same time. Otherwise, reach out to me and see if, you know, if you have any other recommendations. Thanks a lot, everyone. Have a great rest of the week.
Hi, I am Natalie Leoniva, and my new book, Startup Microtribes, How to Bootstrap Your Company by Building an Engaged Community, is up for pre-order. It would mean the world to me if you could pre-order a copy of your own book and help me in spreading this book and this message and get it published. In this book, I share the proven method how to build a community by starting small and then turn it into a powerful machine to elevate your brand, increase product awareness, build partnership relationships, and all of that for $0 marketing spend. This book will provide a tried and tested roadmap for founders with no marketing or sales background to easily generate content, build partnership relationships, strengthen relationship with your existing customers, and increase conversion from leads or trials to paying customers, all of that while building your own community. You probably wonder how all of that is possible with just a community that you don't even have right now. Well, I'll show you all of that in this book that is up for pre-order right now, only for 30 days. This is going to be my first book, and if you help me sell enough copies, this book is going to be published by a major publisher. And for those who order multiple copies, I'm giving away thousands of dollars worth of bonuses. My limited special bonuses include one-on-one help from me, a secret community, access to a course, access to the mastermind group that I run, making guest appearances on my podcast, and getting some shout-outs in the book. I hope you get one before they are sold out, and please share it with a friend. Thanks a lot for the support.